Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Here's the other thing that I love about all of this. Now, for Tua. Tua's the guy that's won twice already against Belichick. Flo's the guy that's 3-2 against Belichick already. Dolphins are 1-0 already and shocked a lot of people by winning in New England as it is. Tua now is the full-time starter. It's his team. He gets to come home now to a packed house, a rowdy-ass crowd for Dolphin fans, pumped for this game, and we still have a section of Dolphin Nation that doubts the kid. So while we were just talking about all the pundits that don't believe in the Dolphins, let's get to the Dolphin that doesn't believe in his own quarterback right now. And there's a lot of you out there that are still not convinced that the kid's the guy. Well, if he goes out there this week and stays away from the bad turnover and has the solid game and leads them to a victory, this also goes a long way to starting to convince people that maybe he can be the guy. Because in your mind, he now beat the best team in the division, and then he beat the other team that's got the reputation. So for Tua, this is a sweet moment right now. Bills have won 5 straight against Miami. You got to stop the bleeding. You got to start sending. The message has already been sent to the Patriots during the Brian Flores era. Hey, guys, you no longer dominate here. We're 3-2 against you. Oh, and by the way, we've won twice in Foxborough. That's what the Dolphins are saying to the Patriots right now. Flo may not say it. The player's not saying it. But I'm kind of speaking for them that this is what their body language is saying. Hey, we don't fear you guys anymore. You're not the dynasty anymore. We're 3-2 against you. And your home field advantage is gone now. This is another way for Tua to ingratiate and win fans over from his own fan base, which is kind of crazy, but it's part of the game. You've gone 0-5 against the Bills. This is your team. You're pretty healthy overall. Outside of the Fuller absence right now, which is sad, and probably Preston Williams is going to be out. So you're missing a couple weapons. But the beauty is this front office has stacked it up that you have more than enough weapons to win the game on Sunday. Albert Wilson's got to find a way to make plays. Maybe you inject Jakeem Grant a little bit more. But there's no doubt that Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki, and Devontae Parker have got to be the playmakers. And hopefully Gaskin and maybe even Ahmed coming out of the backfield as a receiver help out a lot too. I think Gaskin can have a pretty good game. He was doing pretty good last week too. I thought he had a solid game last week. I was happy with his game. But this is one of those moments for Tua that becomes kind of a watershed moment in a way, because now your quarterback came away victorious from New England and he played a solid game. Didn't play a great game. I get it. But if he comes up with a hell of a performance this week against the Bills, then people will look at what happened last week a little bit like an aberration because he's a young player. And then they're going to say, well, he faced a better team this week and performed impeccably. I think we're starting to find out that this is our guy. Even though I feel he's the guy and I think he will prove people right in the end, a win, ending the streak, giving you a 2-0 lead, winning at home in front of your fans, and a terrific performance is the perfect recipe to win a lot of Dolphin fans over for Tua. I hope that's what happens on Sunday. I would like to see it. Last time Miami won, December 2nd of 2018, a 21-17 win where Tannehill was 16 of 24 for 137 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. not a lot of yards, but a heck of a game, right? Three touchdowns, 16 of 24 is not terrible. It's pretty good. Josh Allen was 18 of 33 for 231 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, did rush nine times for 135 yards. That can't happen again.